Me and Ryan have to share a mic this episode, and he keeps staring into my eyes.
Action!
You're listening to Alamo City Movie Talk.
It fucking went all the way back.
For when you guys share your mics.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on, moviegoers, San Antonians? What's going on, guys? It's official. It is official, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting really close here at the studios, guys. How close are you to me, Justin, right now?
Me and you had to share a mic, and you keep trying to, like, going for a kiss over here, bro, but I'm not into that.
We got a little bit of background music, guys. Hey, but this is a rated R episode, so anything goes, ladies and gentlemen.
With Justin. And Dulcesters and Nolan Ryan.
Welcome to the Smooth Talking Hour.
Alrighty, guys, so let's get right to it. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we really only did one episode in this past month of February. Well, we're going to hit it hard, guys. We were on break the whole month.
You decided to go on a cruise.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I'm going to cruise.
Okay, all right. Yes, I love to take vacation. And alrighty, guys, so let's get right to it. Of course, when I was on vacation, something did happen, and it wasn't good. The Aladdin trailer came out, and we saw the official look of Mr. Genie.
I wouldn't even say Mr. Genie.
Right? I wouldn't, yeah. It's just
Genie.
Genie.
A.K.A. Will Smith's face on a blue blob.
So I actually, like, I was all over Reddit, right? And I was just looking and, you know, scrolling, seeing what everybody was trolling and everything. Somebody pointed out that instead of Will Smith, we should have got Jack Black.
No, I would not. I'd rather Will Smith.
I would have loved Jack Black. Come on, no one.
I want Mr. Meeseeks.
No one loves Jack Black, man.
Bro,
Jack Black doesn't like Jack Black.
He only has one video on his YouTube channel. He still has more subscribers than us.
I know, man.
So to shed a little light on this, if you hear me and Justin's voice going in and out, it's because we're trying not to lock eyes, guys. So in regards to that, all the comments that were made about the genie, just wow, like it's like. You know, Jafar doesn't look... He looks too young for me. I mean, I just...
He doesn't look menacing.
He doesn't. He doesn't look like a villain to me. I mean, maybe he is in the movie. We don't know, obviously, because we haven't seen it. But as far as the trailers goes, I mean, it's just the marketing, the way they're doing it and everything. It's coming down very to an extent to where it's a young audience, which, you know, I knew Aladdin was going to be young. I knew Jasmine was going to be young. But did we know Jafar was going to be young?
Yes.
Really?
I mean, if they're going to have them both young, they're going to match
it. No, but then, I mean, even in the original, I mean, in the Aladdin cartoon, Jafar was old. You know, he's always been that old, creepy, mysterious.
Wait, was he that old, though? He had black hair. There was no gray hair.
No, he was pretty old.
He didn't have that much wrinkles.
He had wrinkles. I mean, he had like a...
He had the beast one on his nose.
His beard had wrinkles.
Now, he's a cartoon character, so we don't have an approximate age.
Facts.
Who was that one dude that... That was in that movie with Jake Gyllenhaal with the Prince of Persia. Not Prince of Persia. What is it? Oh, my bad. The was it Prince of Persia?
Maybe with the one with the dagger.
Yeah. Or the ones where like he was like where he was a free runner and all that shit.
Yeah, that's Prince of Persia.
Is that Prince of Persia? Okay. Yeah, his uncle or whatever The older looking dude or whatever. That's who I would picture for Jafar. I mean, because he's always played that like type of like. Villain or, you know, like that type of person. I need his name though before I get called out on this, but yeah, like I feel like he would
have been Kingsley.
Sure, him. I need to see a picture, but yes. Okay, let me see. Bald headed dude.
Yeah. Weird face.
Yeah, yeah, him.
From
yes.
The Mandarin.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. No. The Mandarin, my bad.
His head's too round.
No, but like if you know,
he
would
have been a good villain.
Yeah, if you put the whole getup on him, dude, hell yeah, he would have been a good villain. Aladdin 4, Jafar may need glasses.
But yeah.
That's an old joke, by the way. That's an old joke.
you know, in Family Guy.
Or you even use Alfred Molina. One, so, all right.
Regardless, you should have just used someone old. I mean, it's, it's when it comes down to it, or someone middle-aged, I would even say.
Use Morgan Freeman.
But you know, it just, and then we get the genie and the CGI. Everyone's dogging on it. I mean, we saw so many different, so many memes. Like, it was nonstop.
My favorite one was the one where they made Will Smith's genie look like Boo. They turned him all pink and everything. That was my favorite one, dude. I swear. My God. I don't know. You know what? As it looks bad, but at the same time, I'm not gonna talk too bad on it, because I feel like Will Smith will actually do a good job. I mean, not as good as Robin Williams, of course.
I mean, nobody in his
own sense. Yeah, exactly. But in his own sense, I feel like he'll do all right. But honestly, like,
I mean, he even had his Will Smith walk where he was like doing the thing with his hands. He's like, "You do know who I am, right?" And I was like, "Oh, great.
Here we go. That's like the boy. Song." Yeah, that's the key for the song.
Yeah. Do you think they'll let him do his impressions? Like, you know, in the movie, how he morphed into the people. Do you think they're going to do that?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it either. It just, so in regards to that, now who put new Marvel Hulu series on here? Who did that?
Yeah,
because
they did announce.
That there was
see, told you.
Yeah, because they. I'm sorry about that. I was talking far away. Because they did announce that there was several series that were coming out, like the Howard the Duck and all of that stuff that was coming out. That was going to be the new Offenders.
Yeah. In regards to that too, this week, ladies and gentlemen, on the corporate side of things of Disney, they're actually buying out the rest of stock from Hulu. Well, it's actually okay. AT&T owns the major part of Hulu, and Disney is buying out that, so that way they could put their Hulu stuff. So they're gonna pretty much, Disney Plus is gonna be mainly for the kids. But Hulu, they're actually going to have it for the adults, which is with Bob Iger and all that stuff. They're actually, that's why they're moving most of the series on Hulu, because because now that they bought out Fox, Fox owns, I think, 30% of stock. Quote me on that. It's like 30-something, 20-something around there. They quote that they have that much percentage that they acquired from the Fox merger. And then they're buying the rest out of AT&T. Which is not a bad move, because, I mean, AT&T is actually trying to come out with their own streaming service along with Spectrum. I mean, the streaming service is the end thing right now. And it just, I mean, on demand is, and the streaming, it just, it's so in demand right now. Like, everyone wants a streaming service. Sci-Fi is planning on doing a streaming service. CBS has their own streaming service, All Access, that they do their Star Trek Discovery that they do. Now, their Twilight series is going to be only on that CBS All Access. Now, would y'all pay for that?
I mean, you know, I've you know, when it comes to like subscription services, I'm not gonna say what kind of subscription services I've had in the past. Yes. Yes. But you know, when you want to see good content, you're willing to pay for that certain
that premium account, right? For that website, are you paying for premium that account? One, so
leave me alone. Give me the mic. I need a vent here. No, but no.
The Brazzers.
Hey, I didn't say anything about that. How dare you? How dare you? Anyways,
I want the full access.
Trying to be a little bit mature here, all right? Come on, man.
I know you're trying to be mature. Too mature. Yeah.
So, no, I mean, you know. But, like, to be honest, it really depends. I mean, you know, I grew up in the age where you knew where to find stuff for free on the internet, you know, instead of paying for stuff.
Facts.
Yeah. Share an account.
Mega upload.
Shout out to those who pay the Netflix.
LimeWire.
Yeah, LimeWire. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Remember that? Bill Clinton.
For the Twilight Zone?
I found that very strange. Every time you would download a song, a random song, like, and then it'll come up with that randomly. Like, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. It was weird.
I never got that.
On LimeWire?
Yeah, I never got that.
No?
I downloaded a lot of stuff, too.
When I was, like, downloading, like, I don't even know, like, random rap, like, freaking crappy rap that was, like, not even on the
original SoundCloud?
Like, like pretty much.
Sending on my LimeWire.
But yeah, so Hulu, with everything going on with that, it's just, I mean, it's a great move. I mean,
but Hulu's killing it with their price now, permanently being $5.99.
And they have that
with ads.
But they did have that great promotion that apparently they're actually going to start doing around the same time of the holiday season. This past holiday season, they had it for new subscribers that haven't done it with, I think, 6 or 12 months. I cannot remember. I think it was a minimum 6. If you have not had Hulu for 6 months, they'll give you a special deal where you get it for the whole year for 99 cents a month. But with ads. But you still, I mean, that's what I'm on right now. I canceled my membership and then got activated my wife's. So I canceled mine. So hopefully next year, we'll just keep doing it over and over and over again. So, I mean, that's a great deal. I mean, 99 cents for a streaming service, it's unheard of. And yeah, the ads and everything.
I mean, Spotify does it.
No, but like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not streaming. Like,
it is. Yes, your music streaming.
No, but like, it's not movies or TV shows or anything. Yeah. But I mean, it's just a Netflix series or a CBS. Because CBS right now, I believe CBS is like $7 or $5.99. And you
you could just throw it on your AT&T bill.
Oh yeah, you could do that too.
The All Access Pass.
Yeah, but
come on, Mark Wahlberg talked about it.
But yeah, so all right, guys. So what's the next topic, Charlie? Get us started, man.
I can't see anything. Okay, so Terminator gets its title, Dark Fate, and I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm not digging it, man. I'm not digging this whole relaunch of it or whatever like that.
The reboot of the reboot.
I'm not digging it, man. I mean, honestly, they should just stop after Genesis. I mean, honestly, they could erase Genesis and I'd be fine.
They should have just stopped after T3. That's it.
Yeah.
After two.
After one. Just one and done.
I think Salvation was pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked it.
Was that the one in Christian Bale?
Yes,
that one's good. One. I like that.
I like that one.
Just because Christian Bale's in it.
Well, I liked what's his name?
I hated the series. Sarah Connor.
That was terrible. Oh.
Like, I think they're just milking the successful franchises.
Yeah, because I think Terminator is going to be a woman. Sarah Connor's supposed to be back, and yeah, I think it's the original Sarah Connor.
But the Sarah Connor in Genesis was Emilia Clarke, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, honestly, like, Hollywood's running out of ideas.
Yeah, they need to come up with something original, like using two mics,
like Batman.
Yeah, nah, but yeah, dude. Honestly, like Hollywood keeps milking. They're milking every, you know, like
everything.
Successful franchise.
I mean, we're getting a Bad Boys 3 for crying out loud.
Well,
everyone
wanted that.
You were excited for that.
Everyone wanted that.
I am.
You're the only one.
I mean,
no.
I am excited for it.
You're a hater.
It took forever. Like, God bless.
Oh yeah, of course, man.
Will Smith, I mean, was
Martin Lawrence has bills, yo.
Like, dude, I mean, you know, like when it comes to like popular like movies like that, it takes forever to get sequels.
Yeah, but think about it. There's
three. Look, example, like look
Terminator. How many?
It's gonna
be 3 Bad Boys. How many Terminator movies is there?
A lot.
7.
Exactly.
Lot.
Yeah, like that's milking it. I don't think Bad Boys 3 is milking it.
Nah, yeah.
I think it's kind of like a fan favorite. Like,
well, yeah, everyone wanted that. Dude,
like, we don't want more Terminator movies.
Yeah, there's franchises that we want to happen, and then there's some that were like, why are they making another one?
Godfather 3.
You know what I'm
saying? Are you sure you don't want a CGI Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Man, we've had a CGI.
If they did it in Salvation, the same way they did in Salvation, you remember that one?
Yeah.
Where it was a young CGI. I would take it like that, honestly. But I don't know.
I think if his son bulked up, I think you could pull it off.
Nah, he'll never get it that big.
Alrighty, guys. Next topic, ladies and gentlemen. Alright, so Apex. Charlie, get us started on that, man.
So I took that one out.
I'll talk about it.
There you go. Well, because that one was based on the ratings.
Well, and I mean, we can give our own personal ratings.
So I give it a 4.
You give it a out of what? 4 out of 5?
No.
I'll accept that.
4 out of 100.
If we're like, are we gonna give it like a number rating, like 1 out of 10?
Just do 1 out of 10, and then give your reason why.
I'd give it an 8. It's a little fast paced for me.
Okay.
I'm not good at these fast paced games, mm-hmm. but I have played Titanfall 1 and 2, and if this is what 3 is gonna be, I'm excited for it.
Okay. I give it a 9 out of 10. Reason why I'm doing a 9 out of 10 is because it didn't need a day one patch. I mean, besides the beta. No, well, besides the server issues that they were having, which
PC. Oh
yeah, besides the server issue that they were having, which the majority of the games do have in the, on launch.
Everybody's been getting D1 patches.
As far as like them nerfing guns, you know, or certain abilities, that it doesn't need it, honestly. The only thing that they need to do is buff one weapon, and then that's about it. But in my personal opinion, I feel like the game is very balanced. There's not one character that overpowers everybody.
See, for me, it's a little too much like Fortnite.
Wraith?
Not really, because there's not a lot of people that do not know how to use her at all.
Facts.
Like, I don't know what I'm doing.
You're playing on console, though, right?
Yeah. Yes, I am. Yeah. Okay. But, like, you know, like I'll play as her, and I don't catch myself using her abilities all the time. I love her because she's faster than everybody else.
You are used to first-person shooters, are you not?
Yes, I am.
So you're playing this kind of going into the mindset as Black Ops.
The latest one. So that's my mindset.
I'm going in Black Ops and Halo. That's how I'm looking.
So I think that's where you have the issue. I give it still a good score. I give it a 7 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
It is free to play. It's fun. It is a little fast-paced. My issue with it was the 3v3 teams. The 3 teams. I don't like that. This is going from someone who plays League of Legends, Dota. So the character skill traits, I love it. Just I don't think everything's balanced. There are some characters that need buffs, some need nerfs. The gun, same thing. But it is still a good game, free to play. I'm a PC gamer, so that I want to say people have more skills on PC compared to console gamers. It's not people who download PC these free gamers.
Well, I feel like the controls are a lot easier for you.
They are.
Yeah. Everything, so.
But
on console, they're easier.
Because I think they're on console.
Yeah, because there's people that are like good on console and they go
Do you play with on the console? Do you play with the controller?
No, he's not going to go to the Twitch.
I don't play on console.
No.
I'm sorry. On the computer, no. Like you don't.
I play my keyboard.
Yeah. No. But like there's people that play on PC, and when they go and jump on a console,
because the issue with console is my issue with console playing Fortnite, etc., is because it's a free game. Don't get me wrong, it's awesome that it's free, but kids download these games.
Yeah.
Half of the people playing these games are kids.
That's why I stopped playing Apex? Black Ops.
I feel like on console,
even then, that kid's at least teenagers.
It's a lot less.
Which I don't think they have. Well,
because
that
it's the same Fortnite kids.
Yeah.
And then people. Well, I mean, my nephew, console, like. People don't feel roles. People's like, oh, I'm not going to tank. I'm not going to support. Everyone wants to be DPS, which I don't like.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
But again, it's still a high rating, 7 out of 10 for a free game. I think it's really good.
For what it's worth. For being just.
I think the next update adds some more champions, whatever. I think it's.
Well, I mean, they are. They got two more that are supposed to be coming up. And then, of course, they're adding. They just added one weapon, and they're supposed to add like a couple more
game modes. But
yeah, they've already said that they're not going to be like Fortnite and start adding random stuff here and there. You know,
Fortnite's dying.
Yeah, honestly, they had to like do a whole revamp
on. Got to do a free battle pass to get people to continue playing.
Yeah, and a new-ish map.
No map.
Oh yeah, the pirate map or something. Like
Apex sucked. I'm just saying it right there.
You don't even play.
Yes. This is coming from the gamer, or one of the gamers from Alan's Movie Talk. I never played Star Wars Battlefront, and Ryan owns that game, and I beat him my first time playing it.
No, you did not.
I did.
All right, let's play Super Smash Bros. Right now.
I'll beat you in that, too.
Beat you.
I'll beat you.
Bet.
With one hand. That's not even Smash Bros.
I know it's not Super Smash Bros. He'll beat you without even playing, like touching it.
All right, guys. So that was our game talk, ladies and gentlemen. So let's get right to it. Since we're still on the game talk, let's go ahead and talk about the Halo TV gets a director, ladies and gentlemen.
So I was mad about this. Actually, no. honestly, like it was one of those things that I had forgot about, because I know that they talked about getting a TV series going on and everything, and. I mean, I was excited for it. I think what they announced it maybe about 2 years ago, something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I was excited about it after. I don't know, man. Honestly, like if we get it, we get it. If we don't, it won't matter to me, because I mean, you know, after seeing like Forward Onto Dawn and everything like that, I think I'm pretty satisfied and everything with it. I mean, to be honest, they just if I want to see Halo. I want to see it in another game. I don't want to.
Like Halo Legends.
Yeah. Well, Halo Legends. Yeah. But like, if I want to see Halo, I want to see like the next Halo video game. But like, back to its roots.
Well, I know 343 just announced its new gameplay for the game. Not the mechanics, but what's it called? The game engine for the new Halo coming out. It's a spiritual reboot that they're calling it.
Something different, because Halo 5 wasn't.
Dude, that was terrible. Dude.
Yeah.
Honestly, man. Wow.
Halo 4 was too bad. I think Halo 3 is still the best one.
Yeah, it normal Halo 2 is. I feel like it is.
No, actually Halo 1 on PC. Halo 1.
Well, yes, but Halo 2 was, it got me so hyped. Like for the
console,
whole,
yeah, Halo 2 was amazing.
But yeah, I honestly, like when they came out with Halo 4, I thought it wasn't that bad. It was actually good.
I like,
but it wasn't as good as the other ones.
But 5 was a letdown.
I don't know if it was just me, but the Forerunners, like in Halo 4, they were a lot harder to kill, and like. I mean, me playing on Legendary.
The Legendary mode. Dude, yeah, Legendary mode is a huge... And ODST was better than 5, I think.
They were impossible to kill. And then when it came to Halo 5, it was just like, bro, this sucks. Like,
same gameplay, just more life for them.
Yeah, it was just like, they were very easy to kill. The whole mechanics of the game did not feel like Halo, and it sucked. I hated it. And, I mean, not to dog on any of the other like characters added on.
Ryan, what do you think about Halo?
Yeah, you know. He never had an Xbox, so he has no opinion.
Well, I did play Halo on the PC way back when. When it was, I think you could download it. I think I was in middle school, I think, when it first came out. And I played like the online thing where you were not supposed to play it. So like the teachers would come in and like, cause I was on a computer. Like I didn't have a PC growing up. So, yeah, you know, the West Sider, you know, time's tough out there. But so I didn't have a PC at the time, so I was just playing it at school. And then, but overall, I mean, just that's the only Halo game I've ever played, compared to Modern Warfare 3, compared to Battlefront 2, compared to Call of Duty, the old Call of Duty PS2 games. I mean, it's all right. Just I've never been a Halo fan. I know Xbox. I'm not really an Xbox fan either. So there you go right there. That kind of draws it down a little bit. But yeah, so let's get right to it, guys. Next topic is going to be Space Jam 2. All right, you ready for this?
See, so that's another one that's a why. Why are we doing this one?
Well, you know, I kind of feel like it's... I'm not at a why, though. Exactly. I really am not, because I'm just like... If
Michael Jordan's not dead, he could still do another one.
I'm kind of... This is one of those movies where it's like, what's happening now? Kind of feel
so Monsters like come back for a rematch.
So like exactly, but then what? Because so the cartoons. I mean, obviously the cartoon characters, they can't age, obviously. But with so Michael Jordan's, obviously he's already old. But here's the thing with me: it would make sense if the story is okay and you get LeBron in there to take over, because
that's exactly what's happening.
No, I know, but like it's a current movie. Like it's like. At the same time, like, why? But at the same time, just, like, it has small little potential in there to grow.
It's going
to
flop.
I think it's going to flop. LeBron is not the greatest player.
No, but
he's... not even of this age.
But it was either him or Stephen Curry. I'd rather have him.
No, I would have been sad.
Or Kevin Durant. But you got to pick a name brand, though. Okay, they are name brands.
I think this movie is just... Ginobili. They're trying to keep Looney Tunes relevant. Because Looney Tunes haven't been relevant at all. What's the last Looney Tunes movie we got? The Back in Action?
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, so like, I think it's something to keep Looney Tunes relevant still, and then to give NBA stars a spotlight outside of the NBA.
Oh, well, you know what? Like, honestly, like, man, this movie kind of makes me mad, dude, because, I mean...
Is Charles Barkley going to lose his talent
again? Well, there's so many speculations on only this movie, but, like, just in general, in NBA in general, because when they did Space Jam, the first one, Michael Jackson.
I was about to say Michael Jordan. What were
you watching?
Michael Jordan was just coming out of retirement, and Space you know Jam. He was going to the Wizards, right?
So right, because it wasn't the peak of his career.
That's when he retired, and then he was like, you know what, I want to try and go back. So
did I play golf?
Yeah, he played golf a little bit.
That explains everything.
But when this movie releases, which is on July 16, 2021. That's when his contract with the Lakers is over. So like everyone's all like, well, what if he's gonna retire? Like after that? You know, like around. Oh. Yeah, well, like no, that's just like that's NBA talk. Like that's not movie talk or anything. That's just like
them saying, but the fact like, that you know they're what, trying
he,
to make it
you
relevant.
Know, like what if he retires? You know, like that's what they're saying.
And he should.
Yeah, but you know
he's overrated.
No, but in all honesty, like I don't know what direction they're gonna go with this movie. Other than them trying to follow the same exact thing that happened in the first Space Jam, which I wouldn't mind, because it'd be cool for like the Monstars to take over people like like Stephen Russell, Curry, like Durant. Stephen Curry, Durant, the whole Russell Warriors. Westbrook. You know, all that's the only team well, not all get. Of them. Not all of them, but like, the, you know, the major
stars. Kawhi Leonard or something.
No, not
him. Oh, I'm sorry, San Antonio. What
like, the? Please, hey, hold on. Like more than likely, like, one of the Monstars would try and take over Kawhi Leonard, and they'd be like, I can't. Like, this guy's got no emotion. And like,
exactly, lad.
You're not supposed to mention the K word around San Antonio.
Sorry.
All right. Yeah, sorry. You do not mention that whatsoever.
We don't speak San Antonio does not like him. Again, he did leave in an unprofessional way. He is a good player.
But since we're on the sports talk real quick, we did lose Paul Gasol today.
And nobody cares.
Maybe he went to the Monstars.
Went to the Bucks.
The Bucks, the ones that randomly beat us. Like, it's weird. Like, we're going on a good, we could go on a good winning streak, and then next thing you know, that we just end up losing just this one time, and it just
not this one time.
He's going to the Bucks because they have a lot of young talent, and the Bucks are looking for a veteran to give that kind of like motivational talks, and you know, be that coach, you know, to them.
Yeah. Well, what do I know?
What are you doing? Now I have to edit
What do you know?
Okay, so going back to the gaming topic, Pokemon.
Okay.
Big for me. I don't know if it's big for y'all. We just got released the next generation of Pokemon called Shield and Sword.
The last time I played Pokemon was Emerald.
And we got the view of the new three starters. The bunny, fire bunny.
The monkey.
The water lizard, and then the grass monkey.
Which one are you going to get?
I always go with fire, but I don't like this bunny. I might get the lizard because he's cute, or I might get the
monkey. No, I'm talking about like, memes.
Oh, Sword and Shield?
Yeah.
I'm going to get Pokemon Gun.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get.
Okay, so but Pokemon the Next Gen released finally, and it is on the Switch. It is not on a handheld. It's a for major platform.
That's very weird to me. Yeah.
It's a first. The graphics on Pokemon Let's Go Eevee and Pikachu were great. So everyone has high expectations for this game, late 2019. And staying on Pokemon, going to movie topics, we got another trailer for Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
Simon.
And please tell us, what hints and what did we get out of this one?
Mewtwo. Is that what you're talking about? Yes, yeah, Mewtwo. So yeah. It was not a hint. They show him.
Yeah, not much of a teaser.
Great. We see a lot more Pokemon. We get Flareon. We get Aipom. Mewtwo, of course. We get Pikachu attacking Charizard.
And then what's that one dude with the sombrero?
Ludicolo?
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking about the
Lotad is the first.
Yeah, Lotad. I was thinking about Lotad, but yeah, okay, yeah.
But we get these playing Pokemon look realistic, and it's crazy how they made like.
I don't like the way Mewtwo looks though. He looks so
like Mewtwo
furry. I don't know. It just looks weird. It just looks very. I mean, obviously, it's very different. But it just...
But it's nice. I mean, we are seeing a Legendary, which is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Legendary...
And of all of them, the OG.
If I had to choose any other visual effects person, I couldn't because Legendary is just great at what they do. I mean, they did Jurassic World.
I meant the Pokemon. Done... Legendary
Pokemon. Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Legendary Pictures because they're the ones that are doing Godzilla. The visual effects. Godzilla. I mean, they're doing... I mean, I love this so much that Legendary Pictures is actually doing... Godzilla's not a Pokemon. But visual effects.
Charizard is a hero. Yeah.
So, what do y'all think about Jigglypuff? Seeing her
I like every Pokemon, I honestly enjoyed because seeing them in a realistic. In the Pokemon games, they obviously like 2D cartoons, very solid colors.
Yeah, they all look good. I mean, Charizard is like crazy. Mouse,
so they make them hairy, like make them furry, which people.
Yeah, you know.
Lizard, Charizard was like kind of scaly, like a lizard,
and he actually looked pretty damn terrifying.
Yeah. So I'm excited.
Get me out of here.
This one, we do get context for the movie. Pikachu has amnesia, his only clue is to go find, what is his name, Jaden Smith?
Is it
Jaden? No, it's not Jaden.
Is it?
That's what's missing.
I was like, what? No,
it's something Smith, though.
Okay, yeah. Well, the dude's dead.
Yeah, so we get some story to it. So my daughter was excited for the first trailer, but this one, she actually understands it. She's super excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this movie. I don't know if this trailer got y'all more excited.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
No.
No.
I've never been a big Pokemon fan.
Pokemon's never been a big fan of you.
I'm excited because it just, it shows, you know.
What's the nostalgia for us?
It, but I'm excited, but I, at the same time, just like, I rather would have had Ash Ketchum's story. I mean, but no, we no. but we don't know how the movie's going to come out. Maybe it's a freaking amazing movie because obviously it's going to make money. It's going to get people, it's going to get only people's butts on their seats because, no, not because of Ryan Reynolds, because of Pokemon. Pokemon's a very Pokemon, pop culture still, thing, it's and it's going to get people
card
there.
Game,
yeah.
Card game,
it's
video
crazy.
Game.
It's
people
crazy.
Still play the card game?
Yes, dude, I play the card game.
It's insane how people are still into everything of Pokemon.
20 years.
Dude, bring back Yu-Gi-Oh!
Japan.
I would like to see a live action Yu-Gi-Oh movie. Right? I'm not saying. Have you actually seen the Japanese version?
No.
Like the manga or the actual like Japanese version of the anime?
Oh yes,
the anime. Have you
yes.
seen it? Oh, yeah. Dude, it's like it's rowdy, dude. There's guns and there's it's rowdy.
There's no
like,
Shadow Realm. You're dead.
That's yeah, you're just dead. Dead. Yeah, you're just dead. Yeah, just dead. Yeah, they actually did a Yu-Gi-Oh movie where one of the like the. Monsters like a legendary monster with like his penis that, was his face yes. yeah it was pretty
about that
it was no I'm serious
is that Brazzers
what were you watching
the what were you watching premium?
No like I'm serious like
I think I downloaded the wrong Yu-Gi-Oh movie
no that was the Brazzers Japanese edition
no like I'm serious like look it up like you're laughing right now but seriously if you do go look it up the Japanese version of one of the Yu-Gi-Oh movies, the monster, his I'm not like, and in the English version, they make it look like if it's a shadow coming out of him, you know, like
like Game of Thrones.
Because over there in Japan, it's not a kid show at all. So, but yeah,
none of them are kid shows.
Alrighty, let's go to the next topic before we get into.
Ooh, don't forget, sorry. Guys, these guys are close.
It's my left holding one. Hands today.
My left one construction bro construction
that's what construction.
You so, do paperwork
I used to be in construction. I did drywall for like when I started at 18 bro hard every time I was in high school every summer I would go work construction man with my Mexicans.
Cheap rock is not construction.
I'm just kidding. He uses the foam that sets itself.
you mean the tape and float?
Yeah,
no, you don't set it, you do.
Okay, you guys are doing it wrong.
Yeah, anyways, let's go to get right back into it. So we're going to go these real quickly. Let's go ahead and talk about the Twilight Zone trailer. Jordan Peele, obviously, I mean, he's doing so much right now. I mean, we're about to get a great movie. It's actually about to premiere at South by Southwest. It's the first night, actually premieres the first night, ladies and gentlemen, and it is Us. Us premieres... I don't know the exact date, but it's the first night at South by Southwest. And wow, like, I mean, everyone's getting so much hype for this movie. But now we get more hype for the actual TV series that he's developing. Seth Rogen just got announced today, too, as well, as part of the cast. Do y'all agree with that? Y'all agree with that cast so far? I mean, just what we got out of
well,
it?
Well, we got Stephen Chow.
Oh, really? I haven't heard anything about the cast.
I mean, why not, man? Honestly, like, the original Twilight Zone had so many, like, different actors in there that were, like, some of them are completely opposites and everything. That's the thing about Twilight Zone. The Twilight Zone is not just one specific story.
It's not, yeah.
Several.
And it, yeah. And it gets people.
I could say it's like pretty much like the Outer Limits, almost to a sense, but like just with this, the way this is going though, the way Jordan Peele's taking this direction of this TV show, is like I said, it's going to upscale everything from the Twilight Zone, what it could have been back then, but now he's bringing it to what it is now.
It never not stopped being. Yeah. Twilight Zone's always been amazing.
Yeah, but I'm enjoying the... Just,
with
just
modern technology, yes.
Seeing the trailer, like, it's...
Yeah,
like,
the trailer was giving chills.
Seeing all these, like, amazing, like, people that they're bringing together, you know? It's, like, such amazing cast, like, honestly, like...
Even the cast, even if it was a small cast or no cast of nobodies, the fact that Jordan Peele's directing it,
yeah,
I'm excited for it. He's been amazing since Mad TV,
you know,
honest.
Like...
Mad TV is his own show.
One of the reasons why I'm excited about this, I mean, not only, like, you know, Twilight Zone is, like... You know, it's legendary, but I want to see the people who make Black Mirror, like, respond to this. I want them to be like, you know what? Like,
Black Mirror lost my respect after Bandersnatch. Sorry.
No, I mean, it was all right. But anyways, but, like, you know, like, just Black Mirror in general. Like,
yeah, it was,
you know, people
the modern
who,
day Twilight Zone.
Yeah, people who watched Twilight Zone back then, you know, they either did or did not enjoy this just because of how graphic it was. But, I mean, honestly, like... You gotta see what they're gonna come back with. I mean, because you know, I mean, to be honest, when it comes to like UK stuff versus US stuff. The US always triumphs over the UK.
The honestly. Office.
The Office. That's one example. Yeah. But yeah, you know. That's I'm excited for this.
Jonas Brothers?
Yep. What?
What?
Gay.
Hashtag Jonas Brothers.
Are you excited for the comeback, Ryan?
He is.
He already bought his tickets.
He posted something. Didn't
I don't know.
He?
Yeah, look at his spare room. It's like full of posters.
Nah.
None of those are Angela's. Those are all his.
Alrighty, so let's go to the next topic, guys. So we are talking about Doom Patrol. Now, Doom Patrol is getting really good reviews right now. It's, of course, DC's only original four, guys. So this is pretty much like the miniseries of Justice League, but none of the main characters.
It's a sub-series.
And what it is, it's like four characters. And it's funny, though, because Angela, I'm two episodes in. Angela was telling me, she's like, so pretty much it's like Xavier... like X-Men Xavier, and you have like your
Metagames. Well, I mean, they got Timothy Dalton, yeah. So he's a pretty big name.
Yes. And at the same time, though, I'm just like, so far, Brandon Fraser's a big name, too. I mean, yeah, he's old. Mommy, I mean, mommy, yeah, he's old, but he's a
Monkey
he's
Bone.
A well, yeah, Monkey Bone. Looney Tunes. I mean, we just talked about him. Nobody we just mentioned him right now. But like,
with the Mummy, I guess I want to say most known for the Mummy, which was the first two were actually decent.
Mm-hmm. Which his ride is still at Universal Studios, and you see his face at the very end too as well. But so in regards to all that, Brandon Fraser and everything going on right there, I'm just Brandon Fraser. Brendan Fraser.
Before you go into this, I just want to give a little appreciation post. George of the Jungle. He actually worked very, very hard for his physical shape for that movie, and nobody appreciated that. Nobody appreciated that.
I forgot and, about that one.
Like, you look back at it now, and that dude was like really ripped. Like, you gotta like appreciate
his
that.
Core.
Like,
hit him.
Yeah, and but nobody noticed that. Nobody. It wasn't talked about as
much.
Was
that before or after Blast from the Past? I don't remember that one.
Oh, I just scratched my tattoo.
I don't know, but overall, just that George of the Jungle, that was with what's her name from Knocked Up, and she's the wife. Okay, sure. Yeah. What's her name? Is it Leslie Mann?
Yes.
Oh, got it right there, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so let's get right to it. Next topic, guys.
John Krasinski doing what is it?
Quiet Place 2.
Quiet Place 2, directing it. So he's not in it.
He's coming back.
I mean, obviously.
Unless
he's back alive. I mean, came back to life.
We didn't get a body.
You sir, maybe he true.
Turned into the monster, a hybrid. They raped him.
Impregnated him. Wow,
that guy died.
And he's so quiet no more.
That's a giant speculation.
Honestly, it was Michael Scott.
I know it. Honestly, like. I know it's A Quiet Place 2, or in Ryan's wording, A Quiet 2. I would actually like to see another family or just somebody else in general, like their perspective of it. Like maybe like
he survived and moved on.
Let's put an example. Like there's an actual community out there, you know, of people that are like trying to work together and think. I would love to see like an all out like movie just like that. Like, I mean, granted, like the first one was it was phenomenal. I love just the focus of the family, the whole like trying to keep the baby quiet and all that, you know, in this type of world. That was awesome. But I would like to see just another perspective, you know, of this movie.
I don't know if it could get any more intense than Emily Blunt having a baby and not be able to scream. I mean, that was crazy intense right there. I mean, wow, phenomenal actress right there, Emily Blunt. She just came off being Mary Poppins, which she was great in. It just, I'm not a Mary Poppins kind of guy, but I mean, overall, I mean, she did great.
Her performance was good, but the movie unfortunately was not.
Yeah, and then it was missing that catchy song, but
It's like the original Mary Poppins.
No, but see, the original was better, though. The original actually had a catchy song. It had a catchy song. I know the
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Did you say the original was racist? Is that what you said?
Yeah, so the original is pegged as racist because of Dick Van Dyke's British accent. If you watch it, everybody else has an actual accent, and he doesn't.
Okay.
So this pig is racist to okay. the Brits.
Well, they put him in this the newer one, so I guess it's still racist.
All right, yeah. All right, deny all those accusations. All right, so well, let's go ahead and we'll do one more topic, ladies and gentlemen, and then we'll go ahead and end it off on a good note. So let's go ahead and do
there's a lot of topics. There's a lot of I would not want to miss.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's
I mean, can we talk about Rami Malek coming out?
Well, let's talk a little bit about this. Okay. I finished it.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, I finished it too. Let's do Umbrella Academy, guys, and we'll finish it off with Rami Malek. All right, guys. So Umbrella Academy, those of you that finished it, go ahead and put your insight.
So, you know, the creator of Umbrella Academy, I feel like he's gone very unnoticed because he's done more than just Umbrella Academy. He's also the singer of My Chemical Romance.
Why is that funny? The Black Parade is the greatest album of all time.
I just thought it was funny.
I'm a honestly. Huge My Chemical Romance fan.
Yeah, I know. By the way. But yeah.
Yeah, it's a cool
thing. He's the leader of the Broken. All right. So everyone get that straight. No, but in all honesty, like, I saw Umbrella Academy, like, pretty much within, like, because I was off, 3 days in a row. So I finished Umbrella Academy within that time, and the episodes are long as hell, but I enjoyed it. The only thing that I did not enjoy was some of the acting from the adult actors were very dry, they didn't explain fully, or they didn't show the potential of everyone's powers on there,
right?
You know, like Klaus. You know, of course, Klaus could see the dead and all that. He could talk to him, conjure him up. But I felt like there's more to him. I mean, granted that I have not actually...
Spoilers, guys.
I have not... Yeah, spoilers, of course.
Oh, that's right, because he hadn't even started it yet.
Granted that I never read Umbrella Academy, but I probably will now. But granted that I never read that.
Yeah, I'm picking it up, too.
I feel like they did not show the potential of all of the powers. Like, what was that... God, I wish I remembered all of their names.
It's Luther, Allison, Luther. Diego.
What was Luther's power besides his mutation?
He's like a really strong, from what I got, because I've never read the comics.
So was he already strong before the mutation?
Yeah.
Okay.
So right. Well, I mean, if you watch when they were kids, he just threw that guy like nothing. The blonde haired kid was him.
True. My bad. Okay. Well. Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like they did not show or explain the full extent of their powers. That's me right there, buddy. But I felt like it was a very good movie and
show.
I'm sorry, show. It was a very good show, and the fact that I'm hoping, spoiler alert, the end of the season, which I'm hoping they go to deeper into the kids, you know, like the kid actors and everything. I'm hoping they go deeper into the kids' story, which was. From what I saw, the number one complaint was, I wish we got more of the kids' side background. Of the story, you know, the background story and everything.
Yeah, because, I mean, you got snippets. I enjoyed it. I wish it was longer.
Yeah.
Instead of 10 episodes.
I want to see, like, I know it's kind of useless, but I kind of want to see a little bit more of when Luther was going to the moon.
Yeah.
Like, why, you know, like, of course, like why was he...
Like a backstory of why.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we know why, but I want to see it. that, and then what happened to number 5, of course.
Well, yeah, but...
like, how, you know, the cause of his death and everything like that. Oh. That's not a spoiler. No, that's 6. Episode 1.
Is it 6?
6.
Still a spoiler.
Oh, yeah. Number 5 travels.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm about that.
Yeah, 6. Because I was like, he's dead.
I want to see, why he died, what happened, because obviously he's old.
They don't even mention it.
They don't.
Yeah.
They show that he's... You know,
he's there.
Yeah. But that's about it. But yeah,
but I enjoyed it. I've never heard anything about it, but I want to pick up the comics definitely now. Like I said, I just wish it was longer, but for character development, I think everybody developed pretty well except Luther. I hated him so much. He was just there. I was like, all right, do something. Like, first episode, I get it. He had the coat. But now that you see his mutation, show it more. Like, show what he can actually do.
I mean, you also got to understand that he was locked up in the... I mean, not locked up in the house, but he was there in the house for the majority of his life. He never left. So there's, if you kind of look at it this way, there's not very too much of a backstory for him, except for when he left to the moon.
Right, but when he leaves and gets more involved to see some kind of development.
That's maybe about like... not even one episode. I feel like one wants to
say something. Trump me. Be aware, guys, this is a Netflix original series. The funding for this movie isn't legendary. It isn't universal.
I know it isn't.
So imagine, I know
these people can't invest that much money into making these great scenes. I'm just glad it's got powers and mutations, or to pay for this stuff to happen. Now, but the success for the first season, maybe we'll see more stuff.
So there,
well, it's going to get a second season.
They did renew today that there is a second season. Now, let me give the trash crap of this. So, it was dull. Like, I felt like there was no emotion when it came to the characters. I felt like it just... almost.
Yeah, almost. I haven't seen it. I'm going to watch
it's very, because it's jarred away. Yeah, it's very...
I want to go back to that.
It gets you hooked in the beginning. I'm not going to lie. But then I just feel like it's so... I love that it's different. It's a different approach. Apocalypse happens, whatever, you know, obviously it says in the description of the show. And now this is coming from, I haven't finished the series yet. I'm two episodes left to go. So, but I'm just like, it's predictable almost. Like, I'm just like, okay, this is like, it was just some, it wasn't going good for me. I mean, I felt like the character development wasn't even there. I felt like the emotion wasn't even there.
That's because I had Ellen Page.
When I wanted to see, I mean, no. I don't even think it was her. I just felt like it was, you think it was her?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
She's so dull.
But see, we got to remember though, she feels left out. She doesn't have a power. You got to remember that.
Spoilers, guys. Well, we have audience.
Well, and to be honest, like, I love Ellen Page. I really do. And, but she loves you. This show, no, she does not. She loves women. she's a lesbian. Don't shake your head at me. It's true. But honestly, like, as much as I love her as an actress, I don't think she was that good in this, you know, the series. I don't know, man. I really don't like. Her forehead's big. God. Damn.
All I could say is that if Netflix keeps coming out with stuff like this, our subscription's going to go up again. And it's only inevitable because it just, they're coming out with so much stuff. Like, I feel like
we're losing at the same time.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the Umbrella.
They have to because they're losing so much stuff.
Yeah. And then also I did hear that, what Netflix is trying to do, they're trying to get into the Academy Award race. Because I don't know if you knew this. When you get an Academy Award, you actually get some kind of money. I don't know how much the studio does. So whenever they get some kind of money going, what do you call it?
Spit it out. Use your words.
Steven Spielberg is actually trying to make Netflix to where, like, they shouldn't be allowed to even come into the race of the Oscar race. And it's because it takes away... moviegoers away from the movie theaters, and it takes away from that experience. Because I mean,
theaters are expensive.
No, I understand that, but it's just they are expensive. But I understand because it becomes into the production side of it.
I understand because I don't pay for my movie tickets.
I know.
No. I do, hey, you know me when I Star Wars, I see it three times. Any Marvel movie, I at least see it twice. I go see it. I go support it. And that's the thing. And that's the thing with this. It's just like...
As a Joker.
Joker, October. I'm going to see that movie at least twice or three times, at least. Joker, Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, you saw... I'm not trying to talk smack, but you saw Justice League one of the ones, right? Yes. No, I'm asking. Yeah, so...
No, I'm like very heartbroken. And thank you for reminding me of that.
We don't need to hear any more of Justice League talk, please. That's all we ever get.
Like, alrighty, man. Alrighty, guys. So let's go to end it. Last topic, Charlie. Since you're the one that wanted it, go ahead and give it, bro.
What? So it's... Oh, the Rami Malek.
Yes.
I thought you meant like, what are we watching? I was like, I don't know. All right. So Rami Malek is in talks to closing his deal to be the next Bond villain for Bond 25. I'm kind of excited.
I'm about it. Now the is.
Daniel Craig?
Is Daniel Craig still going to be the still be
bummed. I haven't heard anything otherwise.
I mean, I would rather have Idris Elba. I thought that was a trilogy.
I thought Daniel Craig was a trilogy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Was like,
Skyfall. But he's finished. His trilogy was...
Skyfall.
Well, it was Casino Royale, Quantum Solace, and Skyfall. Yeah, those were his three.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Oh. I thought it was a trilogy. I don't think he's going to do it.
I don't know. Like, honestly, they haven't said anything. I know that they've... People have thrown out, like, rumors and speculations on who's going to play the newest one.
Yeah, I know they wanted Idris.
Yeah, that's who I wanted. I wanted Idris Elba. Like, no. Why not? I mean, he's already English as it is.
Chow is mine.
You know.
I'd pick him.
Honestly, though, like, Rami Malek is a perfect cast. Honestly, I feel like we do not have enough of him in movies. I know this is going off topic, but I would like to see him in, if they ever do decide to do it, the like a remake of Adam's Family. I would love to see him in
there. Oh, as
well, give it a couple more years. They're going to run out of ideas.
We'll yeah, they will.
They'll do it. It'll be a Netflix original.
Yeah, probably.
So, he is actually not confirmed. Okay. So, it's rumored. Yeah, it is rumored, guys. So, we don't know. I mean, I'll be down for Idris Elba. I mean, get someone new, get someone fresh.
I want Sean Connery to come back.
John Connery, he died in Terminator.
Yeah, John Connery. Yeah.
Sean Connery.
Who's that?
I'm done. Who's that? Sean Connery is...
You, sir, are no longer allowed to do movies.
Who's that? He's James Bond from Russia with Love. The name's Case Bond. Closed. James Bond.
I'd like to take you out for a nice steak dinner.
I think everyone's a Bond fan. No? Yes?
Huh? I'm a Bond fan.
I'm not.
Nope. Seven no's and a yes.
Actually loved James
Bond. What got me into the spy movies. That's why I liked Kingsman so much.
Not Bond and not even Mission Impossible either. So
that's because of Tom Cruise also. Yeah.
The first two. The first one, I didn't like the second one, but Simon Pegg was in the cast after that. That's my baby.
Is it so weird that I love... it's funny you mentioned that too. I love the stunts in there. Simon Pegg and then Tom Cruise. Boy. Tom Cruise, I mean, is it weird that I don't like the movie, but I freaking love the stunts. Amazing. God, man, those stunts stunts are so amazing. Mission Impossible 3, I mean, just dude, those stunts, like, wow, they do a lot of good work. And I got to give them props on that because, I mean, that's a lot of good work and it's a lot of good marketing on that part because all their trailers are around those stunts and the way they market it, the way they push it is just...
Trailer, they don't show us too much where we don't like it. They show just enough.
Yeah, is he going to be involved in the next one?
He should be.
Okay.
You know, he's part of the main cast.
And then when they added Henry Cavill in there, that was just amazing. Yeah. I was like, damn. I was like, that's what I'm talking about. So, alrighty, guys. So we're actually going to end it on a high note. What are you watching at the moment, man?
I am rewatching. Nothing new. I'm gonna start Umbrella Academy, so keep an eye out for my review. Mm. I know Ryan didn't like it. Juan and Justin loved it.
What was it?
Umbrella Academy. I'm gonna start watching. The next thing I'm gonna be watching. But right now I'm rewatching Wilfred. A little bit of dark humor. I love it. I've seen it like four times. Episode of the end.
Awesome.
I recommend watching that. And then speaking of streaming, what we're watching, Stranger Things 2 did get a release date. Just in case you didn't know.
When is it?
July 14th? July 4th. Yeah.
4th of July. Uh-oh.
So perfect. So
4th of July episode.
So that's just, I don't know, we didn't mention it. I just want to touch it up. So any Stranger Things fans, be excited.
Yeah.
Okay, then let's see. All Justin, right. What are you watching?
Yeah.
So as I discussed earlier, before we had the mics rolling and everything.
Keep it PG.
My
Brazzers account. <Just kidding.
laughs> No, you know, like I said, I was checking out Crunchyroll's, top whatever of all of their animes that they do offer on their streaming service. And I saw the top one was Devilman Crybaby, was voted the best anime of 2018. So I was like, you know what? I'll give it a try. I'd always seen it there and everything. And, finally checked it out. And it's actually, you know, besides all the graphic nudity and, you know, everything else is actually a very good anime, honestly, because I know you've seen it, Juan, right?
Yes.
It's actually good. I like the story on it. But yeah, like I said, it's very good. You know, borderline hentai, but I mean, what, you know, honestly, Juan, is it not? It's very, very, it's very graphic. I still don't understand why that dude cries a lot. honestly. He's a crybaby.
Neon Genesis all over again.
Yeah. Anyways, but yeah.
Ryan?
All right, so I got a lot of stuff actually I'm watching right now. So I'm watching Doom Patrol. I just started that. And then I'm actually going to go to reality TV, trash reality TV that I did get. I want to give a shout out to Dr. Johnny because he did tweet me out. He's verified, ladies and gentlemen. So I actually tweeted out about it. I said, I don't know why I'm watching this trash, LOL, but it's so good. At Temptation TV, hashtag Temptation Island. Temptation Island's a reality show. Pretty much it's on USA Network. And it's just, it's really ridiculous. And it's pretty much about like four couples that go into here. And they get put in with like 12 single, like the girls, they get split up. So they're together, their boyfriend and girlfriend, they've been together for like at least 4 or 5 years. They get split up. They get split up. So like the girls get stuck with where the guys are at. So it's 12 single guys there. And then they have to like pretty much like they just see who they like, who they have chemistry with. And pretty much they could do all of the, I mean, almost like pretty much cheat on this show. And it's all reality TV. Pretty much almost like Jersey Shore, almost, you know, to that extent.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's your local San Antonio Italian representative of the shore.
But I do want to give a shout out. I mean, Dr. Johnny did tweet me out. He said, laughing my A off, the best trash out there. And he did tweet back to me. So that was pretty funny. I was like, oh, okay, so he has a sense of humor, which is good because on the show he really doesn't. So I was like, okay. But so I'm watching that Doom Patrol, and then I'm still watching Young Justice slowly but surely. I'm still working it. I'm started at the very bottom, guys, so I'm still trying to work my way up. And then I haven't started Titans yet.
It's picking up.
I probably it's already done for the season, right? Like for season one. I'm going to have to wait because I'm actually getting pumped. I'm going to start rewatching, getting pumped for Game of Thrones. So Game of Thrones happening, you know, April 13th. I can't wait for that. Be sure to look it up at our Alamo City Movie Talk page, Facebook. We're going to be doing live reactions to it.
Watch party.
It's going to be almost like a watch party. Okay. Because Justin thinks he's too cool. While we're watching Game of Thrones, Justin's going to be at home watching Brazzle's special.
First off, you didn't even say it right, but... you know, I don't like seeing cousins make love to each other, or you know, so
do right, you so don't why. You though with your brothers?
I'm pretty sure you get that subscription.
It's step brother and sister.
All right, but they're not related in real life.
All right, Charlie, what are you watching right now, man?
Well, I'm rewatching Parks and Rec. I've picked up Black. What? I thought it was cool.
The Office, baby doll.
Well, I'm still watching The Office. I am on season 6. Right now, The Office.
No, Parks and Rec is good, though. I'm just
I just finished Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so I'm waiting for season 6.
Are you still
6.
Watching Supernatural?
Yeah, so slowly I'm getting there. I'm okay. On season 2 of Supernatural.
Okay.
Episode 9.
You just got 14 more seasons to go.
Yeah.
And many more.
So I'm adding that to my list.
It keeps getting renewed. I don't know why.
Along with Black Mirror, because I just finished Umbrella Academy, so I'm just kind of jumping back and forth each day. I watch about 3 episodes of 4 different shows each day.
Oh, and I forgot to mention, I'm actually...
nobody cares.
I got done watching the Ted Bundy tapes, which is pretty good. And then, you know what's funny? I don't know if y'all do this out there, guys, podcasters out there, but what I've actually been doing, I've been listening to another podcast, but it's about murderers. So it's about the Zodiac Killer and how they never caught the Zodiac for so many times. And
Ted Cruz is a Zodiac killer.
Yep. So... just listening to other podcasters and all that stuff. I mean, it's all about getting to learn from one another. And I do appreciate every single one of you out there, guys, that listen to us, follow us, and that watch us, even on our YouTube channel. So thank you for every single one out there, guys. And Justin and Charlie and yeah, they're just all like, they all make you references to something that's very vivid and very X-rated. Alrighty, guys. Well, as always, I'm your host, Ryan D, Akinola Ryan 680.
Juan at Cloud X Drive.
I'm Charlie the Cook Carania.
And I'm Justin at Dose of Stir.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk Podcast, guys. Hit that subscribe button. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. You know what to do, guys. All right. Have yourself a wonderful day.